The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Alumni Ventures. Invest with confidence. Discover the power of venture investing with Alumni Ventures, America's largest venture firm for individual investors. Learn more at av.vc.
LinkedIn News.
Hi, I'm Dan Roth, LinkedIn's editor-in-chief. Welcome to This Is Working. On this show, we talk to leaders who have a significant impact on how we work and how we live. Over the last decade, I've interviewed dozens of the world's top leaders, and at my side every step of the way is our executive producer, Florencia Iriondo. Flo has been collecting wisdom from these leaders for her new series called Best Advice. Today, we're giving you a sneak peek at these secrets for success. Here's the show.
Welcome to a special audio edition of Best Advice, a newsletter you can find on LinkedIn. I'm Florencia Iriondo, head of video and audio here at LinkedIn News. Over the past decade, I've had the chance to interview and meet with lots of high-profile thought leaders and innovators, truly inspiring people who have shared groundbreaking pieces of advice. So on Best Advice, we resurface some of that, hoping to spark a conversation around how we approach our own career journeys. Right now, there's a shift happening in the world that's changing the way we move up in our careers. It's the pivot to a skills-based approach to work, instead of focusing solely on formal education. So today I'm bringing some great advice from three trailblazers: Tyler Perry, Indra Nooyi, and Gwen Stefani. The three of them have very different approaches to their careers, but they all say that learning on the job and intuition paved the way to their success. Let's talk about media mogul Tyler Perry. He's someone who has touched almost every aspect of the entertainment industry: acting, writing, directing, producing, and eventually building the largest film production studio in the United States. When he started out, he didn't have the money or resources to get traditional training. He actually didn't even finish high school. But that didn't hold him back. Here's Tyler.
I think that college is so necessary and important for so many people. I could have paid for Harvard for about 500 graduates, and the mistakes that I've made over the years and taxes and things I didn't know. There's a part of me that wished I had that kind of learning, but there's also a part of me that resisted because I wouldn't have the freedom to think outside of it. I never felt invited and I never felt welcomed. I always felt like the outcast. So no, I never had that sense of I want to go and learn, which I'm grateful for, because the way I learned was so outside of it. Most television shows in Hollywood shoot 4 pages a day. 4 pages is a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm shooting 100 pages in one day on my shows. And I have lots of friends who are really famous and do really, really well, who are inside of the system, who can't even understand this level of the studio or the production or the output of what I'm doing. They can't wrap their brain around it because they were so ingrained inside of the system. So I think that if you go to college and you learn as much as you can, but if you can maintain the freedom of thought outside of it, I've never taken a creative writing class. I've never taken a class on writing a script. I've never taken any of that. So had I done any of that, I think it would have changed every bit inside of me, and I wouldn't have been able to connect to this audience in particular.
Next, I have some advice from Indra Nooyi, the longtime CEO of PepsiCo, a position she held for 12 of the 24 years she spent at the company. Indra's path is quite different than Tyler Perry's. It's actually almost the opposite. She holds 2 master's degrees, including one from Yale. But even she says she owes her movement up the corporate ladder to having what she calls a pocket skill. Here's Indra.
Never happens. Have a hip pocket skill. People should look at you and say, you know, on this particular issue, the only person who can answer it or can contribute to it is you. Because if they know that you have a competence that nobody else has, you become more valuable. You know, interestingly, over my entire career, what I've been known for is making simple the complex, whatever the issue is. And if you gave it to Indra, it will get addressed. When somebody gives me a complex problem, I become a student. I don't care that I'm CEO, president, or CFO, I become a student. Don't get fixated on your CEO aspiration. Focus on doing the current job you have so damn well that people say nobody else can do that job as well as Indra is doing it. So I think it's critically important to focus on the current job.
My final guest for today is Grammy Award winner Gwen Stefani, who doesn't take anything for granted. She ultimately attributes her success to following her instincts. Here's Gwen.
People should always do things from what's genuine to them and their heart and try to be true to themselves, because people, especially in music, see right through that stuff, you know? And I think that for me, like, I never in my wildest dreams ever thought that I would be anywhere outside of my dad's garage. Not even just listen to music, but be able to write my story and then share that and have it, you know, affect people and help people and bring joy or whatever it does, mark a time period for them. It's just such an honor. And I think that I've only ever just followed my heart. That's what I've done. I'm not saying it's gonna work for everyone, but for me, that's worked. It always feels like I need to keep kicking my feet, you know what I mean? I need to keep swimming, because if you don't, you sink, you know what I mean? And there's always that, I feel like I've been running this for a long time to keep it going.
I find it hopeful to see how these three people paved their way to become the leaders they are through formal education or pure hustle. And they all show us that it's as important to have a clear target as it is to appreciate each step of the way. Now I want to hear from you. What's the best advice you have ever received? Or the one you're eager to share with people around you? You can find the conversation right on my newsletter by searching for Best Advice. Or follow me on LinkedIn. I'm Florencia Iriondo. Salud!